But so we continue today on the top of page 103. So the Mesilas Yesharim, excuse me, the Rav Kashti writes, Mesilas Yesharim writes, remember, we're speaking about the idea that without Torah, without Talmud Torah, so one is unable to go ahead and progress spiritually. And without being focused on Torah, one is unable to really become a truly introspective, thoughtful individual. So we're speaking about the idea, Rav Kashti was bringing down the idea that exit, that we live in an unprecedented age of incredible access to Torah. Hamon Svarim, tops third line in page 103, we have so many Svarim, Mehudaros, Yafos, and Perushim, so many beautiful Svarim with many different commentaries. Hakol Nagish, Shefa, Shalav, Sharius, Baruch Hashem. We have so many opportunities to learn. Hasheila Merkazit, but the fundamental Shaila is, Efo Harosh Shel Chaminza. Remember, again, we're still building on the Ramchal's idea of having Mema'it Be'esek. Literally, diminish your business dealings, which we've discussed, does not simply mean that one should diminish their time in the office, but rather, again, when one is engaged in spirituality, one should be fully vested in that process. And that's where one's head and heart should be. So, Efo Harosh Shel Chaminza. We have so much Torah, but at the end of the day, where is my head? Bechol Zmani Achaim. Amata Choshev, what am I thinking about? Yeshlecha Chatzi Shav, I have an extra half hour in my day. Amata Choshev Bechatzi Shazos, what am I thinking about during that half hour? Al Atzmecha Ol Alimut, am I thinking about myself or things relating to myself, or am I thinking about my learning? Mima'ata Nana, what do I derive ultimate pleasure from? Ma'ata Oseb Bizman Aponoi, what do I do in my free time? Kesha'ato Matziv Mataros Bechaim, Mash Kulim. When I begin to think about the purpose of life, so what ultimately comes into that equation? Kisha'ata machriya dvorim, al eiz api eiza kriterionim, ata machriya. When I go ahead and I try to weigh different options in life, what are the criteria by which I am weighing them? Kisha'iz hakol novea mesha'ila eifa harosh shelcha. All of this comes down to one simple question. Where is my head? Ech nivnesat tzuras hachashiva shelcha. What really makes up my thought process? Hama'avak hua tzuras hachashiva shelcha. See, Rav Kashti also says something very profound. He says the ultimate battle in life is who owns my mind, or perhaps better stated, what occupies my mind. And obviously the goal of the Jew is that my spirituality, my ruchnius, what my neshama should really be the one that drives my decisions and that occupies my mind and my heart. Now, again, the beautiful part is a person, so often when we hear this, we assume that this would preclude one from being involved in the world, this would preclude one from being a captain of industry, but it's not true. A person could be very involved in their work and very successful in their work, but we know a person could also understand that that's not the be-all, end-all of my life. That's something I have to do for a variety of different reasons. But at the end of the day, my true essence is my Torah. My true essence is my learning. My true essence is my Judaism. My true essence is my mitzvos. If that's where I'm holding, then that's the criteria. That's the criteria through which I make my decisions. Everything I do in life is measured against that lens. Kechol sha'adim mefanes libo lilmo Torah. The more a person frees up his heart to learn, hazman over ba'orech pela, v'lo matzniach lachshav al dvarim churmiyim beritzinus tohomis, u'beislavos kemo mikodem. What's amazing is something amazing happens. The person frees up his heart to focus on Torah. Then he finds a cathartic change occurs. And suddenly the things that were always so important and occupied so much time now do not have the same level of priority. Mashu b'yachas shalo, the dvarim achormim, nia kitzas pachos histeri, lo kach kol kach hashuv, lo kol kach tzorech hazeh, ze lo kol kazeh kriti. When I begin to focus on my learning and I begin to put emphasis on my Torah, then suddenly again my hierarchy of needs and my priorities slowly begin to shift, even without me being consciously aware of it. Over time, the criteria, not as much criteria, but the important things in life, my pyramid, you know, my Maslow's hierarchy begins to shift. HaTorah po elas banu. Torah has an impact on us. Lo yachol lihios shemi kol davar chumri ha'adam mitlahev. HaTorah min tarelas es ha'islavus ha'yitzer. So amazingly enough, Torah has an impact on us that often we don't even realize. It often happens slowly, and it often happens incrementally. But the Torah has the ability to sometimes diminish that fire of the Yitzhahara within us. It awakens a fire and a desire for holiness, while at the same time diminishing the fire of the Yitzhahara. HaTorah nosenes piru furtzios amitios nechonos beyachas lechayim. Torah ultimately gives us true perspective, and teaches us truly how to relate to life. We have to establish times to think about our actions and ultimately how to rectify them. When a person begins to go out and think about his actions, this ultimately again is a manifestation of one's learning. What are my thoughts occupied with? With my advancement. Omilvad kolze, top of page 104. Omilvad kolze, komashi yishar lo penai me'asakov. And when a person begins to place an emphasis on learning and an emphasis on his Torah, then something amazing happens. That when he has time from his business dealings, in other words, when the world slows down a little bit and he has a little bit of extra time, im chacham hu, Vadai shelo ya'abdehu. If he's a smart man, he will not squander this time ela yochaz lo miyad, but rather he will grab it immediately. Yesh lecha zman, yochaz bo miyad. Says Rav Kashtil, the Ramchal tells us, if you have extra time, grab it. Ma'osim im hazman. What should one do at this time? Choshvin. One uses it to think. Hazman noed bishvil lachshov. The greatest use of time is for thought. Hamachshava hofeches es hazman. Hamachshava magdira makori itcha. Ultimately, again, if thought is able to take time and transform it into something holy, thought is able to put into a framework what is going on with me. Hamachshava hi abala bayis shal hazman. Zman yochol lihios zman mamash echuti. Ima machshavos shebo yo echutios. Yoseh choshev bima'ata osa zema'ata choshev. This is amazing, says Rav Kashtil, says the Ramchal, that sometimes more important than what I'm doing is what I'm thinking. What the Ramchal is trying to sensitize us to is sometimes we often think that the most important thing that we have to focus on is the nature of our actions. And the truth is that it's absolutely true. And conventional wisdom often says that if you act good, you become good. And there's no question that we don't wait for purity of thought in order to do good things, but rather we spring into action. But at the same time, if we could refine our thought process, if we could put the emphasis on the neshama, the emphasis on Torah, if we could be mema'it be'esek and marbe b'Torah, if we can make sure that our mind is rooted in true spirituality, then if we're able to achieve purity of thought, that purity of thought yields additional actions as well. So amazing enough, the Ramchal says that if a person has free time, you would expect the Ramchal to say, a person has a free moment, use it to learn, use it to do chesed, use it to do tzedakah. But that's not what the Ramchal says. A person has a free moment, some free time. Perhaps a person, of course, has to set aside time to learn, but a person should also use that extra time to think about my life, to think about what dominates me, to think about do I have the headspace to be able to devote myself to spiritual development, to think about what it is that I think about, what are my priorities, what are my foci, what are the things that are important to me, and to make sure that all of my thought processes are oriented in the right direction. We'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up on Monday.